Ah, hi. Good morning, MGTOW men. The, what a cunningly cuntish, fabulous day. Just gotta keep one eye into the fucking corner. What a day. Got to keep an eye on the time, you know, to get things sent, certain things, certain phone calls, certain deliveries, certain times, certain locations, you know. But, yeah, I'll keep my fucking madness in check by having a quick fucking phone call, you know. Nice day. What's happening? Well, like to start off, went to an online Al-Anon meeting quite recently, and that was good. And yeah, there's another guy there, real lot of time up, which is good. I think the main thing is you sort of, you care about each other, but you don't give too much of a fuck, you know what I mean? Everybody's responsible for dealing with their own issues, you know? All we do is help each other along. And, got the electronic earbuds in, which is really good. Because it's one of those things with having a little audio system in the car, that's really good, but all the road noise and all that sort of shit. The earbuds both lock, so they help block a lot of that noise out, and you get the signal straight into the ear, which is really good, and it doesn't require a lot of fucking audio power to do it, and you don't really have to compete against any external sound. So yeah, the earbuds are good. I got that wrong. And one of my old uncles, you know, when people get into their sort of 70s and 80s and stuff, sometimes they're not playing with a full deck of cards, you know. They've got basically brain rot, you know. And so that means when you're in a country area with almost no cars, and there's like little sort of, you know, teen to sort of, I don't know, crossroads, yeah. And these cunts can't sort of perceive much more than sort of, I don't know if it's visual or the limited processing or whatever, but they can't sort of perceive and operate much more than sort of, say, 20 or 40 metres directly in front of the fucking bonnet, you know. It doesn't register that there's other things coming from, you know, like they're going like that, and so the fucking, there's other things coming from the, say, if the road runs east or west, it doesn't sort of occur to them that they're coming to a crossroad, you know, one dirt tracker, you know, crossing the fucking main sort of road or highway or something. It doesn't sort of dawn on them that, you know, there could be traffic coming from a car coming from the north or south, and so they won't look out for it, and they don't see the dust trails following the car or the four-wheel drive or whatever, as it comes up the fucking road, you know? They're just, over the fucking steering wheel and straight through the bloody crossroads, you know? And, you know, very frightening when you're a young fella. Yeah, it's very frightening when you're a young fella and you're in with a fucking geriatric plus bloody uncle and his old World War II, but you know, World War II war surplus fucking, what's it called? Land Rover, yeah, you know? And he's sitting on like 50 miles an hour just over the fucking steering wheel, and he comes off a side road straight into the intersection, like a curve type thing, straight through the intersection and straight onto the highway, and just narrowly misses having a head on with a fucking what are those cars? Jaguar, you know, with a Jaguar coming the other way, you know, and the guy's flashing his lights and got his horn on, and the fucking old cunt just pulls straight out onto the highway, straight across both lanes and into his fucking lane, and just narrowly misses having a head on his own because the other cunt fucking stomped on the brakes and, you know, didn't plough into us, you know. So, yeah, having retarded fucking in-laws, you know, you got to really watch that. You know, you got to really watch that in regards to, you know, senile fucking in-laws, you know? Or senile drivers, you know? Because they have because they get that tunnel sort of vision. It's just straight, you know, what's down the highway immediately in front of the car, and they can't register anything else, you know? I guess, you know, if you're sitting at a table and you've got 12 guests, you know. You know, say you're at a great big table and you're in, you know, it's a big long sort of table, you know what I mean? And like Jesus, you know, and that sort of, that feast, having a feast sort of thing, you know. That famous sort of painting. They're in the middle of the table and there's six disciples in either direction, you know, and you know, if the geriatric was Jesus, you know, all he'd be able to fucking understand is what's in the bowl directly in front of him. He wouldn't register that there's other people there, that there's other shit all up and down the table, there's other things to eat. He'd just be going, oh, bowl of soup, fucking eat that, you know what I mean? Nothing. And that's what's so dangerous. It's like, I had a friend who was about 83 at the time. And by fuck, he was so arrogant, you know. And if I'd have been about the same age as him, I would have broken his fucking nose, you know. Constantly pulling out in the path of oncoming vehicles, you know, and not indicating, and you know, if we were going slow down a highway and we had to turn somewhere, he'd just fucking turn, and he wouldn't look to see if a truck was coming up behind us and passing us because we're going so slow, you know. So we could have hung a fucking right hand. In Australia we drive on the left, you know, but we could have you know, we could have been fucking, what's the words, you know, we could have fucking turned right into the path, you know, of a fucking truck that was coming up behind us to overtake us, you know what I mean? We could have just gone, you know, and the truck goes, woof, you know. Very dangerous. So you need to have I did a thing with the cops and the motor registration branch and shit like that, because, you know, all these sort of kids were saying, oh, I won't get in the car with him, no fucking way, oh my God, you know. you know, and telling him to give up his license. But they never took the crunch type steps to get his license removed, you know. And, you know, it's no point saying, oh, I refuse to get in the car with him, he's fucking dangerous. Oh, fuck, you know. That doesn't remove your obligation to, if he's such a fucking hazard that you won't hop in the car with him, you know, you shouldn't be allowing the old cunt to be on the fucking road in the first place. You should do something. What about all the other fucking people on the road, you know? Well, me, and that's as far as it goes, you know? So that's one of those road hazards, you know, senile people, you know. So anyway, yeah, I'm out and about, travelling, getting some things I need, you know. All right, I better get fucking out and do some things. Bye.